Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary and acting communications director, has resigned. Here's VOA White House bureau chief Steve Herman.
His resignation comes after word was received, spread through the West Wing here, that Anthony Scaramucci, a financier known to be someone that the president likes seeing on TV, is to become the White House communications director.
And Sarah Huckabee Sanders was immediately named by Scaramucci as Spicer's successor. President Trump's legal advisors looking into possible conflicts of interest within special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation team that they could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling. White House press secretary said Mr. Trump is ready for the Russia probe to end.
The president has absolutely nothing to do with any of the allegations that are being made. I think he's maintained that, and he wants them to complete their process as quickly as possible so that we can move on from the ridiculousness of all things Russia and Russia fever.
In recent weeks, President Trump has expressed anger about the probe after being informed about the legal questions that he and his family could be facing. Officials in Israel say three Israelis have died. One more was wounded after a Palestinian broke into a home in a West Bank settlement and stabbed the inhabitants. Elsewhere, clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinians broke out after Israeli police barred Muslim men under the age of 50 from entering a contested Jerusalem holy place for prayers. This is VOA News. Both U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and National Counterterrorism Center Director Nick Rasmussen say there is no proof that Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed. There have been multiple reports in recent weeks that from Russia and Syria and Iran, as well as a human rights organization, that Baghdadi was killed in Iraq or Syria. Some analysts also have suggested IS leaders have tried to signal to their supporters that Baghdadi is still in charge. The U.S. will be prohibiting American citizens from traveling to North Korea due to mounting concerns over the serious risk of arrest and long-term detention. That follows a travel warning in May that alerted all Americans not to travel to the country. The decision came after the death of U.S. student Otto Warmbier, who died after falling into a coma in a North Korean prison. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says his country is fully allied with Japan in efforts to rein in North Korea's nuclear agenda, that is, and missile testing.
I want to stress that Britain stands shoulder to shoulder alongside Japan in our steadfast determination to stop North Korea's persistent violations of United Nations resolutions.
Johnson met with his Japanese counterpart Fumio Kishida in Tokyo. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has lashed out against factions in his own party, angling to take over from him, saying they had no backing. That story now from Sebastian Mofu.
This was the first time Mugabe spoke in public since returning from Singapore, where he had gone earlier this month to seek medical treatment, the third time this year. Mugabe did not mention his health in his speech. Instead, he attacked the opposition, accusing it of having nothing to offer Zimbabweans, and he vowed he would win next year's election because of that. Then he turned to his ZANU-PF party.
I want to say to those of us who are leaders, look at what the youths are able to do.
Mugabe, who has led Zimbabwe since 1980, when the country gained its independence from Britain, will be 94 next year when he wants to run again for president. Sebastian Mofu, Harare.
Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza has invited people who fled the country during violent political unrest 2 years ago to return home. He extended the invitation during a visit to Tanzania. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.